Let's turn in the Gospel now of Luke. We'll keep reading through God's Word, Luke chapter 1. And we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 80. Luke chapter 1. And beginning in verse 1, these are the words of our God. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they are delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. There was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zechariah said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak until that day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zechariah, and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that, as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days his wife Elizabeth conceived, and hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me, to take away my reproach among men. And in the 6th month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her, and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who is called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zechariah and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden, for behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree, and hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath hope in his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months, and returned to her own house. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zechariah, after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, Not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, There is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, His name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. And fear came on all that dwelt round about them. And all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, What manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies, and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And a child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the deserts till the day of his showing unto Israel. And those are God's words. Always go back to the beginning of the chapter. The letter, this is part, the gospel here is part one of that which was sent to Theophilus the Gentile. Acts is the second part. And this is the most detailed of the synoptic Gospels. We see through verse 25 the prophecy and conception of John the Baptist, and we learn here that even in the womb, a child may be saved. Verse 41, as John the Baptist in the womb leapt when he came into the presence of Jesus Christ, who is also in the womb of the Virgin Mary. And so just as the child in the womb was saved and leapt in the womb, and that with joy, so that we are to turn to Christ as well, all of us, that we must turn to Christ today and rejoice in Him alone. Through verse 38, the angel coming to Mary, promising her that she also would conceive and she would be the mother of the Messiah, Jesus. They're asking how this could possibly be, and the angel gives what the Holy Spirit is going to do. By the power of the Holy Spirit, she's going to conceive. But also she gives a sign. Verse 36, your cousin Elizabeth, who you know is barren. She's old in age, she's barren. She will have a son as well, and she's with child. And so then the summary there, verse 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And then through verses 57 through 66, we see the birth and circumcision of John the Baptist. Zechariah's prophecy and thankfulness of the birth of John, when first he could not speak, or after seeing the angel, he could not speak, and then after the birth and doing this, which was against culture. You see here something that we heard this morning. The scripture here shows that this was a cultural thing, naming a child after the name of the father. Just like, again, in my background of being Italian, the firstborn son is often named after the father. Secondborn son, usually after the name of the grandfather. Well, here it was common, it seemed, and they assumed they would name them Zechariah, this boy. And yet, the mother said no. And how daring of her to do that. And then the father then wrote, his name is John, will be John. And praise the Lord for that. And why is he named John? It's because that's what the Lord called him and told them to name him. God's people here in Zechariah's prophecy, you see the thankfulness of the birth of John and the coming of the birth of Jesus Christ. John is not John just for John's sake. John is there to point us to Jesus. That's his whole point. That's why he was born. And so he pointed to Jesus Christ. And so God's people, we are to repent. Just thinking of that message that John was conceived to preach. Repent and believe on Jesus for your salvation. John also said in John's Gospel, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And that being Jesus Christ. John is here to point us to Jesus. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful for the last prophet of the Old Testament prophets, John the Baptist. We're thankful that he preached faithfully in the wilderness even, to repent, preparing the way of the Lord as he was prophesied to come in Isaiah's Gospel. Preparing the way of the Lord, preparing the way for Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of David, who would reign on the eternal throne forever as our eternal King. And Father, we give praise for your Son, Jesus Christ. We give you praise that you sent the angel who often stands in your presence, Father, that servant of yours, Gabriel, and you sent him to Zechariah, you sent him to the Virgin Mary, and you blessed these people. You blessed Mary, and that she is, even those knew of herself, most blessed among women. It was not of her design. It's not because she was good enough, nor in Elizabeth or Zechariah that they were good enough to have these born of them. But it's by your grace alone, by the strength of your Holy Spirit. And even we remember verse 37, and nothing is impossible with you, that this was all your doing. And so she is the most blessed because of you, not because of her. And so we ought not to exalt her, nor Elizabeth. We exalt Jesus Christ. We exalt you, Father, and your Holy Spirit. And so, Father, may we not be like the Roman Catholics who read this text and lose sight of the gospel and worship Mary. Rather, we are to see what is clear here, that we lose not the sight of the gospel, but see and behold the gospel, Jesus Christ, your Son, prophet, priest, and king, who came incarnate into this world, was born among sinners, and yet without sin, because he was conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost. And so, Father, we're thankful for him. We're thankful for our Savior. We're thankful for the gospel. We pray that each one here would believe unto salvation, and that even of our children, that you would give them the attention and the focus to hear with their ears and to receive with their hearts by your Spirit and believe unto salvation, that they would repent and believe on this Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, only Jesus. Father, we pray for the churches. We ask for your help, that you would uphold your churches, the body of Christ, that you would uphold the churches of this nation, and cause us, of all of the congregations, to be faithful unto you, to turn from our sin, to investigate and examine our hearts, each one, and turn from our sin unto you, the living and true God, that we would not have any idols, or that we would not be going about whoring about and adulterating ourselves to the things and the vanities of this world, as we've learned in Ecclesiastes, but we would look above the sun to Jesus, your Son, and we would focus our attention upon him. And so we pray for those congregations who need you, who've lost their way. We pray that you would bring them back, make them to be faithful, cause them to preach the gospel again, cause them to love again according to your word, and to speak the truth boldly as is needed in our day. We pray for ministers to be raised up, which are a gift from you of your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask that you would grant them your word and clarity of it, that each one from the youngest to the oldest would understand the gospel of your Son. And they would not only understand, but believe it. And not just believe it, but trust it and submit to Christ in all things, turning from their sins. For there's only one name under heaven by which we must be saved, and that Jesus Christ. And so, Father, we ask that you would be with the churches. Help us, sanctify us, make us holy in your sight, and make us to serve you well. We pray for the Shawnee congregation. You'd provide a minister for them, as well as the congregation in Denver and Oklahoma City, the church plant, and Houston, the church plant, and San Antonio as well. Father, we pray for those congregations that are in need of a new place to worship because you are blessing them. So we pray for the Living Way Church in Bryan, Texas, that you would provide a new place of worship for them. You make it clear where they ought to go, and make it simple, that there would be no denying that it's your path to take and where they ought to worship. And Father, we pray for not just the churches, not just that you would sanctify us and cleanse us of our remaining sin and idolatries, but that you would also cleanse our bodies, sanctify us individually, but also, Father, in our bodies, heal us that are in need of healing. We pray for Dina, that you would heal her of her long-term maladies. We pray that you would be with Arian, who's not feeling well this evening. I ask that you be with the Gordetskis and any others who are not with us this evening that are not feeling well, Deanne, possibly Jeannie. Father, we ask that you would grant them good health, strengthen them to serve you, strengthen them to love you, and honor you with their bodies and their lips, and out of the heart the mouth would speak not sin and perversities, but out of the heart the mouth would speak your word, and you would call sinners to repentance even through weak instruments as we are. And then again, Father, we pray for the Nichols family. You would uphold them, strengthen them, Michael and Audrey and Adasa. You would heal Adasa completely and miraculously, if that be your will, and yet help in all things to trust you, trust your providence. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.